be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. I am the one you have called Joseph, earthly father to the one you know as Yeshua. I have had many incarnations, and you have known me by other names. But in this evening, I speak to you as friend. Joseph, you may call me. I have been watching the wonderful energy that you have brought to this gathering. I have been feeling the vibration of that energy, very much the same as I have spoken to you in other times of the vibration of wood. All of you, I'm not saying you are wood. You are not wooden by any means. But there is vibration about you, and there is vibration about wood. And as you have known me to be the carpenter in that lifetime, I was that and more. For I was teacher in the community. I was healer in the community. I was friend to everyone in the Essene community. I went to the Essene community at Mount Carmel when I was a young lad, because there was a knowing deep within me that this was something I was destined to do. And I spent a good number of years in that community. I loved being with you, for indeed you were there. I spent enough years there that I felt a oneness with all of nature, and especially with the wood, to the place where one of the things I have spoken to you in other times, I did the carving of the temple doors. I loved to feel the wood and to ask of the wood what it wanted to be, what form it wanted to be. As you will be doing that with your own life, asking your own life, what does it want to be? What does your journey want to be? It is the same as when you would work with something such as the wood. Has anyone a piece of wood? I do see. I see over here. There's a piece of wood. You know I cannot be without wood. All of nature, including the bodies that you create, all of nature resonates to vibration, its own vibration. And there is a wonderful secret, which is not secret, to the place that you have designed and decreed will be the theme of this gathering, the place of living from joy. When you are in tune with the vibration of anything of nature, you know oneness and there is harmony. As I would take a piece of wood, whether it be a large piece, small piece, I would ask of it, what do you want to be? And it would answer, because there was a design, and there always is, with every piece of wood, as the tree is growing, a design that is ongoing. For a tree is not just a tree. It grows, that is one phase of its expression. It may fall in the forest and become as nourishment for other trees. It may be harvested and made into something that serves you, as to make a dwelling place, to make a table, a chair, or to make a place a thing of beauty. When you are in nature. I have seen many of you hug a tree, feeling the oneness with the tree, or as much of the tree as you can reach around. For some of your most wonderful trees, it takes what you would see to be a grouping to get around one tree. To feel that vibration of life. Every tree has an ongoing design. Even the tree that falls in the forest and is left to do the process of what you call the decay and becomes the nurturing agent for other trees has the same essence as the trees that will grow from it. And the trees know themselves to be one. There is communication. There is even laughter with the trees. You have heard the whispering that the trees do. And some who do not know or have not yet realized the full extent say it is just the wind passing. But it is the singing of the trees. It is the communication of the trees. So as a tree will give itself over to be made into a new design, one of the most wonderful things that you can do is to ask of it, what do you want to become now? This is what I did with the great trees that were around Mount Carmel and were harvested to be part of the temple. It was fashioned to be taller than a man, the temple doors, and to be wider than six men across. And I was commissioned to make design for the temple doors. Now, when you are given a project to work on, sometimes it can seem a bit overwhelming at first. You wonder how to proceed, what to do. And you go to that place of what you call the meditation. You go to the place of the deep breath. You go to the place of oneness and you ask, how do I proceed? What is the vision? You are doing that now with your life journey. As my son spoke to you, I believe it was previous evening, about the changes that many of you are looking to make. You are asking, what is the vision? Where do I go now? What changes do I make? With the temple doors, I literally sat on the wood and asked the wood, reveal to me the vision. And there came a feeling of curves, that there would be flow, that there would be an ongoing symbolism of life, ongoing in the doors. That there would be, for those who had the eyes to see, reverence, holiness, if you will, a feeling of awe and gratitude because of the beauty, even before entering into the temple. Ones would feel the vibration of the wood and the gift of the wood. You do the same with your life. You give to others. If they have the awareness, the gift of seeing your beauty. The outward beauty, yes, but more than that, the inner beauty. You give to ones a mirror so that they can see their own divinity, so that they can celebrate the goodness of life. Even before they enter their own temple, they see the beauty in you. As they approach each one of you, you have felt this with each other, with the hugs, but as you approach each other, there is a feeling of vibration, a feeling of resonance. And if you allow yourself, and I have seen you do this, to go deeply into that feeling, looking deeply into the eyes of the other one, there is a knowing of holiness, a knowing of the divinity of all life in any form or shape, and the gift of knowing oneness. I know that there are some of you gathered here who work with beauty that is called the beads. You do the same process. You ask of the beads, you sit with them, the various colors and shapes, and you say, how do you want to be fashioned? Let me see. What will bring joy to others? What will bring joy to the beads themselves as they are in conjunction with each other? You do this with the raiment that you put on. As you are awakening and you are feeling that there is much more to life than just, well, I have to put on something. The law says I must wear something. Well, not too much anymore. Not as much as in our day and time. We used to wear the long robes. Now it is a bit more abbreviated. But you ask of the raiment. I have seen you do this. I have seen you put on various pieces of raiment to see what goes with something else. What feels right for your own vibration at that time? Sometimes you will put on a certain color, and the vibration of that color, it's very nice, but it doesn't feel quite right, you say. Maybe tomorrow I wear that. Maybe you go through this 10 times. I have seen some of the female gender do this. You pull out everything in the closet and you try on everything until finally something feels right. Why is that? It is because you are finding the resonance, the vibration with the raiment, with your own vibration where you are at that moment. You are developing an awareness of the oneness a vibration. There is a, as you have been working with what is called the music, there is a great range of tones and of vibrations. You have one who instructs you very well on the tones and the overtones and the undertones and what goes together and what doesn't go together seemingly. And yet the choir of angels of the heavens includes every tone, every overtone, every undertone, everything that you would even say might be a bit out of tone. Cannot be, in truth, for it is all one. But you are becoming sensitive without even knowing what you are doing. There is an intuitive feeling of vibration, of your own vibration and of others. And you are very much feeling a oneness as you approach others, as you are with others. And it is a feeling that leads to joy. If you would know joy in your life, and you would, allow yourself the awareness of vibration. Take something that is tangible. Start with that first, such as wood, such as beads. Any piece of beauty, if you work with the hands, with the what is called ceramics, and you mold and you shape something. I have seen some of you with the molding where you have done the clay pot and you have molded it a certain way and it's not quite right, and you have said, okay, start over. And you then shape up again to see what it is going to be. Sometimes many times starting over to have a feeling of oneness again. What does that piece of clay, that lump of clay that you start with in the beginning, what does it want to be? You start with, well, I am going to make, and quite often that doesn't turn out just what you wanted. So you start over again, lump of clay. Start out with a potter's wheel and away it goes and around and you fashion something. And sometimes you will do this over and over until you get it to the place where it has talked to you to say the shape it wants to be. And by the time you have done that, you know that you are one with your creation. The same with movement and dance. You start out with something that you say, this would be good to do. An idea of the head. And you try it a certain way. It's good. But not quite. Let's try it another way. And you try another idea. What flows? What brings out the emotion of what you are trying to portray? And you work with that vision. And as you do that, there is again a oneness that comes forth, where in truth you do not know separation of creator and creation, for you are very much one with what you are doing in the dance, in the music. You lose yourself in the music. You become expansive, you become the music itself. You are the music of the heavens. The heart opens, it takes off, and you are one with the vibration. If you would know joy, if you want to live from the place of joy, allow yourself first to know the oneness with all of nature, with everyone. And as I have said, start with something that you can feel, perhaps that is tangible or not. Doesn't have to be that way. But your small ones, they start out playing with the pieces of wood called the blocks. Hopefully they are still made of wood, are they? You know that you have some, what you call the manufactured synthetic, is the word perhaps, materials. But hopefully the small ones will get to feel wood at some point. The simplicity and yet the wholeness of wood. And then to go on to know the vibration of the man-made materials and know oneness with what you call, I think the word synthetic is coming to mind, to know oneness with that as a creation. For everything you behold is your creation. Everything. And you may call it good. When you are wanting to know, how do I find joy in my life? I feel it sometimes. I go to a various group like this, and I find much joy because I find much resonance of like-minded heart friends, old-time friends from long, long ago. And you feel that immediately. The family. You feel that. But sometimes when you are out in the marketplace or in the workplace, you do not feel quite the same resonance. Allow yourself to be in service to others. For as you are in service to others, what happens to the focus on self? It is forgotten, yes, because you are wanting to be of service to another one, and the focus then is on the other one, how you serve them, what they are looking for, what they need. I will use that word need in quotation marks, but what they think they may need. And there are very many, many ways of service. Some of you work in the healing professions, and you work with ones who there is obvious reason that you would be of service to them. All of you, in truth, as you walk the path of life, you are in service to each other. Whenever you feel that the world is too much with you, or that the focus of your small self has gotten too intense, shift it to another one. In other words, look to another one to see how you can serve them. And as you do that, you will find the healing for yourself. You will find the joy for yourself, because you have taken the small spotlight off of small self, and you have allowed that spotlight to turn around and expand to be in service to others. And in that place, you know the joy of oneness. In that place, you can feel the resonance. Not because perhaps it was there in the first place and you didn't see it, but because you have brought it in your own awareness. Because you know that you are one. And you start from that place, and in service and in laughter, you allow others to know how appreciated they are. You do this in various ways. Whatever language they will accept. Remembering all ways throughout all of it, the oneness that you have known, first of all, with something tangible, with nature, with music, with movement. That is your touchstone. You see, that is why you start with something tangible. You start with something that you can feel the vibration of. Same as with the flowers you have in your garden. I would suggest you spend a moment or so with the flowers on the morrow and speak to them, first of all, your thanks for the color and vibration that they bring to your world. And then, listen. Be quiet long enough that you can hear them speaking back to you. The same with your most wonderful mountains. Speak to the mountains, the waterfall, your gratitude for the beauty, the wonder, the vibration. The mountains are not just clumps of nothing. They are very much alive. They have vibration. Speak to them and then listen. Allow them, the mountains, the flowers, the trees, the waterfalls, to speak to you. You will be the wealthier for it. In that space of receiving their gift, you become transformed. It is subtle, or sometimes not so subtle. But you become transformed. And you are no longer the person you were as you went scurrying through life, thinking the only thing important was to get a certain deadline, certain goal achieved. You become a much more aware, awakened, and joyful soul. And I use that word with meaning. For the soul of you is not something that is as old baggage behind you somewhere or up there somewhere. And perhaps I can check in with my soul when I decease the body. Your soul is with you all the time. Your soul wants to be acknowledged. Your soul is the repository, the record of everything, everyone, every experience you have ever had or been, and everything you ever will be, because truly the soul is beyond time. And the soul holds much wisdom. Your soul. It is seen to be in this point of focus, this time, as an individual soul. That would be to say that you have an individual soul that has individual experiences gained from many lifetimes and experiences. And this is true. But it is true only as the tip of the iceberg. For in truth, your soul is greater than just individual. For your soul blends with every other, as it would seem to be, separate soul, with a soul history that is beyond and before time. And it would speak with you. It would speak with you now as you begin to make changes. You are not alone in making your changes, in making your choices, decisions. Ask of your soul, where do we go now? Where best can we serve? Where best, right at this point in this incarnation, do I find resonance? Where do I find the vibration with which I feel in harmony? It will call to you. The same as the wood calls to me. The same as the beads call to you. The same as the music calls to ones. The same as what you call nature calls to you. So there is no way you could be stuck inside a room on a beautiful day such as this.
You've been eavesdropping.
I have been with you. You have said, I have to be expansive. I have to be out there. I cannot be contained. And in truth, you cannot be contained. And it has been your soul speaking to you that has said, take advantage of every blessing that there is. Live in joy with every blessing that there is. Find your vibration, your harmony, your passion. Not a passion of suffering, but a passion of joy, where you come truly alive. You have a saying that has come down through the ages in all of your religious philosophical teachings of the passion of the Christ. And it has meant my suffering on the cross. Not my suffering, but my son's. Mine as well, though. Passion is when you are caught up in joy. When you are so alive that you cannot contain the energy. It has to be expressed. This is what you do with your dance, with your music, with your movement, with your laughter, with everything that you create. You come alive That is what life is about. That is what it is for. That is why you feel the joy with others and you allow them to know hope. You allow them to know that life can be and is good. Know you, that is a great gift. It is a great gift. As you are in service, in that joy, to whomever you stand in front of, matters not, because you are the Christ. You see the Christ in another one. As you are in that place of oneness, everything changes. Everything becomes joyful, harmonized. For what you are intending to do and what you do is to harmonize everything in the place of remembrance that everything truly is in harmony. The music of the universes, that is what you are. For me, the clue was wood. For you, you each find what is the key that unlocks the joy within. And you come to a place where you know that truly there is communion, the common union of one. And you are in communion with another. Holy communion, not as it is celebrated in your certain rituals, but the truth of communion, of knowing common union oneness with everyone. Then from that place arises great joy. And you live from that space of joy, of hope. And you heal the bodies that come to you, the issues that present themselves to you and to the brothers and sisters. In my lifetime in the Essene community, before that which is written in your scriptures about my lifetime, I had quite a segment of lifetime before that which is recorded. I was known in the Essene community for my power of healing. Ones would come to me who wanted healing of some various kinds. And because I had my key, my clue, I knew oneness with their wholeness. And because I knew it, there was a vibrational field around me that they could step into. And there was healing. You do the same when you behold the Christ of another one. Even if they come to you with the sores of the leprosy, even if they come to you with the most outward appearance of looking devastated, you see that, first of all, as a creation. And then you go beyond that to know that their divinity has allowed them that creation. And you focus on the divinity. And as you focus on that, and I have seen you practicing this, as you will focus and feel your own energy field expand. You put forth vibrational frequency that in truth can be measured, that they can then accept or not. Sometimes it is not their choice to choose it. But many times it is as infectious as the laughter. And because you have expanded your own energy field to the place where you know them to be healed, you know, I know you to be Christ. I know you to be happy in your soul. I know you to be all that you can be. I know that. Be ye transformed. And in this moment, you are different. You do that with each and every one as they ask you for it. Now, this one is sitting a bit in shock, and he is saying, did I ask for that? In truth, yes, you did. There is much of you that is going through a change, and it is good. You have been weighing various things, and you have been feeling which way to go. And the truth of you, the soul of you, knows which way to go. It is just a matter of you catching up with it. And allowing yourself then to move into a space of joyousness. You are already in this moment because you did invite it. You are transformed. You are a new person.
As you were talking about it, I remember the feeling.
Yes.
From very, very deep inside.
Of course.
And that's the deepest part of me.
Yes.
And the me that I know is the that's the most natural thing that it's.
Oh, it is.
It's the me of it's the real me. It's the me of reality. It's.
Yes. It is your divine self. That feeling, that emotion in that moment touched that space that has been wanting to be touched. It opened a door that has been wanting to be opened. And now see you, the laughter that comes forth.
Because it's so easy.
Because it is so easy. Yes. You will go forth now from this room, later. You will go forth now and through the rest of what you see this lifetime to be, giving to others that same spark, that same feeling that goes just like that, that makes them come alive, that allows them to touch that place deep within them. No longer do you have to go as a certain... Do not take this the wrong way. As a certain mole that is trying to find its way. You are not the mole that is trying to find its way. Already you know the light. Already you feel it deep within you. Already you are free to express it. Already you are transformed. Thank you for your courage.
I didn't even know I had it.
That is quite often the way of it. But you see, as we were speaking, there was a resonance. There was an invitation. There was what you would call even an attraction, magnetic, of wanting to open, wanting to come truly alive, wanting to be able to say, yes, this is who I am. Now, you have it. You are it. When once came to me for healing. It was not always quite so intense as that, but it was the same principle of beholding the inner desire to know the wholeness of self and to feel the healing of self. You are one also who carries burden. Very soon that will be gone. Yes. You have struggled long enough. You have been the one who has been very sensitive to the world. And you have sometimes tried to escape the world. It is because of an extra sensitivity to everything that was going on or is still going on in the world. And you have tried everything you have known to get away from what felt very harsh and abusive. And you have come now to a place where you have surrendered. You have said, okay, I am worthy. I am worthy to know who I am and to live from a place of joy. That is why you are here in this group. That is why you have had courage to make a trek, a long trek, to be here. It is the same as in our day and time when we made trek together. We traveled a good journey and we laughed a lot. And you knew healing. You knew how to bring forth from others healing because you had felt unhealed yourself in that lifetime. It is the same this lifetime. You have been there. You know how it feels to suffer. You know how it feels to be downcast, abused, unworthy. And yet at the same time, the spirit within you said, this is not true. I am worthy. And you have fought against everything that the world would say. And you have felt sometimes that others ignored you, that you were put in the background and not appreciated enough for your value, the highest value. Now you can help, as you did in our lifetime, to heal others. You will find yourself making the golden coins in various ways, but all of the ways will have to do with healing because you have touched that place of the unhealed sensitivity, and you know the truth, and the truth does set you free. Remember, in your quiet times, remember how it felt when we walked together. Very close friends we have been and still are. I speak to you individually because I am very pleased that you have come. It took a bit of courage. It took a lot of physical energy to come. You came into a group that you did not know, but you knew there was a gifting. And you said, I will have that gift. And the gift is knowing yourself and the value of yourself. And after we are finished with this message here, allow others to come and tell you what they see in you. For there is much that is most visible. Please, I ask all of you later to speak to this one. Because oftentimes ones are so close. You have this experience in humanhood. You're so close inside of what you are as the persona that you cannot see all of your qualities, I will not say good qualities, but all of the wonderful qualities. And you are too close to see it. But others can see. And if you will allow them, they will speak to you of your strengths. They will speak to you of your resonance, of your vibration, what they feel with you. You are one who feels much. this lifetime has been a struggle in some ways for you is because it has been too heavy sometimes, and you have wanted to escape from it. Mm-hmm. And when I speak this to you individually, it is not just you. Everyone here has felt the same to some degree and has wanted to find, how do I transform this? How do I change this? Everyone. It comes as part of the package of the collective consciousness so far. But already you have changed it. Look at the smile. There is such healing in that smile. Exactly. It has been my pleasure and my privilege to come and speak to you a few words in this evening. As I have said some other times when we so met, I don't get a chance to get out very often. Even in your holy scriptures, I am as an also mention. I was there to help Mother Mary, as you know, to lead the donkey. I did that with great joy. The family, as it grew with Yeshua and the other brothers and sisters, was a joy to me as well. You have not much mention in your scriptures about that, but there was great joy in the family, and there is great joy this evening with the reunion of the family once again. Take that to heart. So be it. Now, we continue. Did you enjoy having my earthly father, the one you know as Joseph, come and visit you, speak with you? Yay! Very good. It was his pleasure to be amongst you, to be able to speak with you in this fashion. Oftentimes, he does speak with you. Under other names, he will come. You have read his works. And he has, in that lifetime, much wisdom. He has, I keep it in present tense, much wisdom that he still shares. Not only through this way with the voice and being able to look with the physical eyes, but being with you in times when you will call upon him. For always he is there, the same as I. And it is his pleasure to speak with you, to give you that little bit of inspiration that perhaps you're looking for. Those two of you who seem to be a bit singled out by a bit of intense energy, know that always he is going to be with you from now on, guiding you and speaking about healing. Yes. The jaw has dropped to the floor. Yes, it is a bit jaw-droppingly intense, but also done with great love. And also knowing that the soul of you is of great courage. The soul of you has been crying out to be allowed out. The same as for the rest of you, wanting to know how to live from joy, wanting to know how to live in the world and yet know that you are not of the world, that the world does not control you. Much of your news media, much of what is taught to you as you're growing up, tells you that the world is a place of struggle. And the only way you're going to escape it is to do whatever's prescribed by the certain one who is talking to you. And you have bought that line many lifetimes, and yet it has not bought you freedom. Now you want to know, how do I live from the place of joy? How do I know true freedom? How do I know that I am awake? And you claim it. As my father Joseph in that lifetime claimed it. As he spoke to you, his key was the wood, knowing the oneness with the vibration of the wood. It was as the inspiration, that spark, that light that went on for him as a very small boy when he felt the vibration, the actual vibration of wood. And he knew from that moment on the oneness of everything. And it was from that point he was able then to come to a place of sharing wisdom with the brothers and sisters, with doing the healing that he spoke of. It was from the place of knowing oneness, Christ, with all. And it was most interesting what happened as we were speaking, he and I, as he was speaking through the physical voice, he and I were speaking when the topic of passion came up. And I said to him, let them know that I did not suffer. That passion does not mean suffering. And there was that moment of oneness that you heard. Because we are one. You, in this point of focus, and I know human life, have a belief that says there is a bit, at least, of separation. But every once in a while, you walk into someone else's space and you know oneness with them. And it is the same with all, whether incarnate or not carnate. And we were having that discussion, he and I, as he was speaking to you about passion. And I said, let them know. And so he said, I did not suffer. Most wonderful when you allow yourself to move into that space of another one's sandals, another one's oneness, to look deeply into the eyes of the Christ and to feel the love, to feel and remember the oneness from before time began, and to acknowledge the beauty that you are. Take that deeply within. For you will be serving others in seeing their beauty. You have already been doing this, but it will be intensified. Everywhere you go, you will behold beauty. And those around you will feel beautified, as in the Beatitudes. They will feel blessed by your presence. Each and every one of you is coming awake. We spoke of this the other evening, of claiming your divinity, of remembering that I am the innocent child. I deserve to be able to play. I deserve all of the golden coins to have whatever I need. And you do. And you do have the golden coins to do whatever you want to do. Otherwise, you would not be sitting in this room. Otherwise, those of you within the sound of my voice would not be hearing my voice. You have the golden coins any time you need them. They are going to be there. You stretch out your hand, and it is there. Takes a bit of trust, yes. Sometimes it doesn't look like golden coins. Sometimes it looks like an IOU, a piece of plastic. Whatever works. But always you will have, and have had, the means to go wherever you are called to go, and to do whatever you are called in the heart to do. Sometimes, now, that gets into a good point. Let's clarify that a bit. Sometimes you have had a bit of desire to go somewhere or do something, and perhaps the golden coins didn't seem to be quite present at that moment. And it gave you time, which you were asking for, in order to contemplate, is this truly what I want to do? Is this truly where I am called to be? And as you sit with that question, there comes a feeling that, yes, I want to be there. Or, no, I don't need to be there. It's a nice idea, but I don't need to be there. Or, yes, I really want to be there. I need to be there. I am being called to be there. And when that feeling is within you, that, yes, I am being called to be there. Yes, I desire to be there. Really, I must be there. The golden coins are there. Always. You can take that to the bank. You can tell them that Yeshua said to you that the golden coins are yours. I will vouch for you. I don't know about the bank, but anyway. Always you will make whatever you need in order to be where you desire to be. It cannot be otherwise, for truly you are the creators. And sometimes when you don't create that which you thought you wanted to create, it is because you have, at a very deep level, decided that you didn't want to create it, or it was not quite time. Sometimes there is an idea that comes to you that you want to do, go, perhaps purchase something. And you say, but where are the golden coins for this? And you get to sit with it. And you get to ask, is this truly what I want to do or what I'm being called to do? Is this the timing for it? And then you will know. And then the golden coins will magically appear. When I traveled my ministry, as it has been called, I did not have to worry about where I was going to lay the head at night, or where the food was going to be coming from. There were golden coins that were gifted to me, and if I did not have a golden coin at the time, all of nature welcomed me. Friends opened their homes to me, the same as it is for you. Always you have a network, it is called, of ones who are family, extended family, heart family, who will be most joyful to have you in their presence, because you bring them joy as a gift. And so you have a feeling you want to go a certain place, and you say, but I need a place to stay at least for one night, maybe a fortnight even. And you think, do I have family there or near there? And of course you do. You have a vast network. All you have to do is to ask. Now, sometimes separated ego says, but I don't want to ask. What if they say no? That is separated ego speaking. What you have to give, it is not like you are going to them and saying, I need. But you are saying to them, I want to give to you my presence. Spell that different ways. I want to give to you my joy, my laughter. I want to give to you my love. I offer to you, this was how I traveled. I want to be with you, to share this simple meal together, to speak of eternal truth, to speak of the love of the Father, or just to laugh together. Quite often it was just to spend an evening together in joy, singing some of what you would even term in this day and time as the bawdy songs. For the joy of it. For after all, bawdy is only a judgment. Life is good. Always you will be taken care of. Always you will be in service to other ones because you have something to give to them. Never do you have to say to one, I need, because the Father, the Creative One of which you are the extension, knows before you even have conscious thought of what you think you need, knows, prepares, gives to you, because you are that creative source that is flowing always. He goes before you to prepare a place. Who is this he? It is the divinity of you. It's not a gender, in any case. Goes before you to prepare a place, a table, everything that you need. All you do is to accept it, to know it, and to be one with it. I speak to you in this evening of oneness, because that is where you realize freedom and joy. I speak to you in this evening of realizing your oneness. You have felt that with each other. You have even, once in a while, felt it with a stranger. Most wonderful. You have felt this with nature when you have been out and watched the most wonderful flow of energy. And you have felt yourself in that flow. And you have felt every being, every part of your being opening and expanding, drinking it in, feeling yourself healed, transformed. Because you, as the great creator that you are, you have created all the beauty around you. It behooves you, in a way, to notice it. Why do you think that you come to a most beautiful place such as this? It is because you have chosen deep within yourself to know the beauty that you create. You come and you are busy with your activities. You are busy with each other. You are busy with what the body requires. But there is also time to appreciate the beauty that surrounds you. As my father spoke to you of the flowers, of the trees, to spend some time in communion. Speak to the flowers how beautiful they are. And then let the flower say to you how beautiful you are. Because you are all flowers in motion. You are all the trees in motion. You are even the mountain in motion. And the mountain itself is in motion. For when you come back to this place in what is known as another 30,000 years, these mountains will not look the same as they do in this day. When you come back, if you so choose, in another age, the surroundings will be the same but different. You go now, sometimes you make trek to the Holy Land, to have remembrance. And you walk the streets of the Holy Land hoping for remembrance. And there is remembrance that comes up deep from the soul. But it is not a remembrance that comes with the eyes, because things look different. You look upon what is called now the ruins of that which was so beautiful, the temples. Deep within you, you remember the beauty. In this day and time, you look upon what is left, what has been, quote, preserved, or not. Everything has a flow to it. So in every moment, allow yourself that breath of beauty to appreciate your creations, to look upon the top of the mountain, and to speak to the top of the mountain. How tall were you 10,000 years ago? And let it show you. What size will you be 10,000 years from now? What will the glaciers look like? Will they still be there? This valley, will it still be a valley? Or will it be raised up? Ask of it. How will you look 10,000 years from now? If I choose to come back and walk upon the vibrational density of the earth, what will it look like 10,000 years from now? You can ask of it, and it will tell you. And allow yourself to sing with joy of the changes. Not to feel sadness that perhaps the valley will not be the valley and the mountains will not be the mountains that you know now. Not to say, oh, I pine for what used to be. But to appreciate every moment for the beauty that it is, and to know oneness in that moment with what is. And to appreciate your own beauty of what is. Right now, the isness of love joined together. The two holding hands. All of you holding each other's hearts. You do that, you know. You hold each other's hearts. Hopefully, and I know in this group it is tenderly, you hold each other's hearts and you love each and every one because you know oneness. And in that oneness, there is a freedom that you have prayed for lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes to remember. For before time began, you knew the freedom of joy, of intelligence, of being, of isness, just being. You know that deep within yourself, and you feel that when you resonate to the music. You feel that when you resonate with a movement. You feel that when you allow your heart to open to another one, and you feel how divine they are. And you remember how it feels to be innocent. No constrictions. Desires sometimes, yes. Even your word, desire, means of the Father. Desire of the Father. That is where your desires come from. Sometimes they get a bit molded and shaped by the world so that you forget the true desire, to know your divinity, your innocence, your freedom. But every desire is of the Father. It is of the creative flow. When you desire to be out in nature and to feel the freedom of everything, that is the desire of your soul to expand, to feel your oneness, not constrained by what the world will say has to be. When you sit with your most wonderful technological screen and you see the messages on that screen, appreciate the intelligence that you are, that has brought that into being. Know you how connected you are with everyone you will speak with that way, or who speaks with you in that way. You are a marvel. You are the master. You are the innocent master who has said, I will take upon myself the cloak of non-innocence. I will feel the slings and arrows of the world, and I will know all of the constrictions of the world. And I will feel myself molded and bent by the world for a time. But only for a time, because the innocent child, the holy child, cannot be constrained by the world. Only for a time. And after that, the holy child says, I'm back again. I'm back again. I want to be heard. I want to play. I want to come alive and to express in great joy. I want to be free. I want to know how it feels to go as the wind. You have a great master who speaks even in this day and time, who has been known as the wind, a great brother to me, known as the ram, who goes as the wind. Have you ever thought of the wind, studied the wind, how it can be, and this is how you are. It can be most gentle. It can be as a whisper, very gentle.
Yeah.
Or it can be as a power that overpowers and will level everything in its path, that will be as a cleansing agent, a renewing agent, that levels everything so that there can be new beginning. Sometimes it looks like devastation, but out of devastation comes new growth. You are the same as the wind. You are the wind. You breathe, yes? Well, you are an extension of the wind. You are the gentle rain. Sometimes I have seen the tears that come, sometimes from sorrow, many times from joy. Cleansing tears as the water fountain. In this day, you are allowed much more freedom of expression than has been in other lifetimes. Other lifetimes you have had to hold back in great armor all of the emotions, and you were not allowed to cry. In this day and time, that is still true in some of your societies, cultures. But in a movement of culture, there is much more freedom of expression now. And every tear that you shed in this lifetime, every tear that you allow to roll down the cheek, expresses 10,000 tears that in other lifetimes were not allowed to flow. That is how healing the tears in this lifetime are. You do not have to hold them back any longer. You can show the emotion, it wells up within you, and you feel the tears coming on. And there is an instant where you say, oh, but I shouldn't. I need to hold that back. I don't want to cry. I don't want to show it. And then sometimes the tears come anyway. And that is good. For they are cleansing. They are allowing the soul to get rid of a lot of old armoring that has been seen to be necessary. Hear you that well. Seen to be necessary, but was not. But it was the rules of the game in other lifetimes. Now the rules have relaxed a bit more, where it is seen that everyone does have feelings. Even your most macho is the word. Macho. I am not going to show any emotion. I am very, very strong. Is the little child inside as well. And even in being so macho, he is showing, or she, we will not play favorites, is showing that there is emotion, great emotion, that wants to be allowed out. Every tear is as the gentle rain that nurtures the tender soul. So when you feel that you want to allow the waterworks, go ahead, be the water fountain. Allow the freedom of the holy child to express. When you feel that there is anger and frustration, know that the root cause of that is fear. Fear that somehow I cannot handle whatever seems to be the issue or the person, situation facing me. It is fear that then comes out as frustration, that then is as anger. Recognize it for what it is. Express it if you want to, in a way that does not injure anyone else. You have pillows that are made for this. And then go one step further and ask, what fear? What do I fear? What am I so angry about that has a root fear to it? And once you identify that fear is as the basis for the anger, you can look at that fear and see where it has come from. Is it of this lifetime? Or is it an old pattern from many lifetimes? Is that which I fear a truth? It has been a truth, lowercase t, in other lifetimes, that has molded and shaped you. But is it a truth now, in this now moment? Maybe I don't have to live with it any longer, that fear. Maybe I am good enough. Maybe I am strong enough. Maybe I do deserve. Maybe I can get up in front of a whole room full of people and I can sing, dance, express myself. And I don't have to fear what they are going to think of me, because truly I am an aspect of them, and if they think anything of me, they are thinking it of themselves, as one we are. And that erases all of the so-called self-judgment. When you feel any emotion, Allow yourself to identify it. Feel it. Do not deny it. Long enough you have stuffed the emotions because it was seen to be necessary. When any emotion comes up, identify it, express it in a way that is not harmful to self or others, and then look at the root cause of it, even the tears that come from joy, and allow yourself to feel the innocence of the child that you are, the child that is loved from before time began. You are, as I have explained many times, the extension of the Creative One, but you are also a child. There is a small child in every one of you, in me as well. But there is also the master who walks with the child and says to the child, it is okay. I will take care of you. I know how it feels, but I also know how to take care of you. You have that within you, the small child and the master. Call upon the master. Let the small child take the hand of the master and walk together. In feeling the power of the master taking care of the child of you, there is a freedom that then allows the child to feel joy. For the master knows the struggles, but the master also knows the holy truth, the whole, W-H-O-L-E, truth. And the master knows how to take care of the child. You are free. And in that, you know true joy. You know how to trust. For the wise one of you, the master, always walks with you and as you. So be it.